This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Hear the Word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. You therefore, my child, keep on being strengthened by the grace which is in Messiah Jesus. And the things you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these things entrust to trustworthy persons who will be competent to teach others also. CIU educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. This is the what of our mission. And you've just heard the why, Christ at the center. Now I want to charge you with the how, using the words of the aged Paul to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. Four charges to you. How will you impact the nations with the message of Christ? I want you to do it as God-dependent, as word-focused, as church-centered, and as multiplication-directed. First of all, be God-dependent. Paul says, keep on being strengthened by the grace which is in Messiah Jesus. Your ministry is going to be a spiritual ministry. Or to put it very concisely, it's going to be God's work. You just get to be there when it happens. In fact, to the man-centered competitive Corinthians, Paul asks and declares, what is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, and to each as the Lord gave. I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the growth. Therefore, neither is the one who plants or the one who waters anything, but God who gives the growth. Always live a God-dependent life in your ministry. How will you show that? You will show it by a life of prayer. Paul was continually God-dependent, and he showed it by his consistent call for prayer. In the 50s, he writes to the Thessalonians, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run and be glorified. And in the 60s, he writes to these same Colossians we have heard addressed, pray for us that God might open a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, because of which I am bound. You too do the same personally and corporately in the midst of your ministry. Give yourselves to prayer, and in that way you will show that you are truly God-dependent. I'm so thankful that yesterday I received an illustration of this. I wish you could have been a fly on the wall at prayer day when we met as faculty and staff. We were led by the marketing and recruitment, admissions, and financial services personnel. And each one of them, getting up in turn, said to us, this task is impossible unless God works. Please pray as we look to find students to come for education here. In fact, each one of you is an answer to prayer. I myself am an answer to prayer. As a result of prayer meetings back in the middle 70s, God guided, and I ended up uninvited phoning the president of this school, asking whether I could apply for a job. Well, that's 38 years ago. Be God-dependent. But secondly, be word-focused. Notice that Paul says, yes, keep on being strengthened in the grace which is in Messiah Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me, these things hand on to others. Your impact involves a message, the message of Christ. This message comes from God's Word. So your focus must be the Bible. It's no accident that if you're an undergrad, you have to answer the question, what is my major? with the phrase, the Bible. And that's what Paul believes as well. Notice what he said a little later in this letter. But you remain in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you learned them, that from a nursing babe you knew the sacred ABCs that are able to make you wise for salvation, which is in Messiah Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed out and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for the man of God, that the man of God may be competent, thoroughly equipped for every good work. There you have it. The Word of God is all you need. And I don't say that because I teach the New Testament. Rather, as you listen to Paul, he says, that's the place you become wise for salvation. Only there do you learn the way to heaven. That's the place where you learn what is true and how to counteract what is false. That's the place where you learn what is right and how to say no to what is wrong. In fact, I urge you to make the Word your focus. Be like Peter. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Be like that evangelist of another generation, Billy Graham, speaking to more people, certainly impacting the world with the message of Christ, and punctuating his sermons with one phrase, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says. Be God-dependent and show it by your life of prayer. Be Word-focused. That's all you need. Be church-centered. Here I tease this particular point out of a little phrase in the middle. And the things you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses. That corporate witness helps us know that God has no plan B. Christ's plan A and his only plan for this age is to build his church. And whatever impact God gives you in the nations with the message of Christ must be an impact that will build the church quantitatively, qualitatively, organically, as Bobby Clinton would put it. In fact, Paul says to the Ephesians, Christ gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors, teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Christ-centered. Christ-centered. I'm still processing that good charge previously. Church-centered. Embrace the biblical understanding of the context of your ministry. It must flow from the church and to the church. This past Saturday, three faculty members spent about 5 hours living out their commitment to the church. We were in a fellowship hall firing theological questions at two candidates for ordination. They happened to be students of ours. And in that particular process, we were declaring that their ministry, one of them heading toward training in pastoral counseling, another thinking about teaching science in school for the sake of apologetics, that their ministry must flow from the church to the church. In fact, one of them was a teenager the last time I was at an ordination council at that church when his now pastor was being examined, and he listened in. Now he was answering the questions. Yes, be church-centered. And then finally, multiplication-directed. These things entrust to trustworthy persons who will be competent to teach others also. God's design for ministry, the way you will impact the nations with the message of Christ, is not just one by one. It is to be done in a multiplication way. In that one sentence, Paul packs four generations. Paul to Timothy to trustworthy and competent persons who will teach others also. You need to have mentoring eyes. Whomever you choose to disciple, you should ask, is that person of character trustworthy with the word? Is that person competent so that he or she can reproduce herself in others? Whenever you disciple one, you're discipling a multitude. That's God's design. So give yourself with mentoring eyes. When I think of this multiplication, what comes immediately to my mind is the picture of Hoke Auditorium a few years ago. It was a campus preview day for the seminary and the grad. And the professor of evangelism by the name of Bill Jones was speaking. And he lined up across the front of Hoke Auditorium a number of people and described how each one had touched the other, had touched the other, had touched the other in ministry. That's the picture I want you to hold to the ends of the earth and to the ends of the age. By contrast, the one sentence that always causes me to die a little when an alumni approaches me is when he says, "I'm still using your notes." I want to say, "No, I hope you're making your own notes." Have a multiplication mindset. Be God-dependent, word-focused, church-centered, multiplication-directed. When you do this, you will be fulfilling the mission of God in Christ's way. Amen.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.